弟兄姊妹好。
Greetings to brothers and sisters.
我向来站着讲道的。
I always speak when I stand when I speak.
三个礼拜以前去圣何塞的前一天。
And 3 weeks ago I visited San Jose Church the day before that.
半夜去洗手间。电灯没有开，摔了一跤。
And the night before I went to the restroom and then because I did not turn on the light, so I fell.
腰撞在那个洗脸台上。
And my back was hit on the sink.
所以这三个礼拜拿着拐杖走路了。
So I have been using a cane walking for the past 3 weeks.
快好了。
It's almost over.
下次来的时候一定站着讲。
And I promise next time when I come, I will stand and speak.
好，我们读些圣经。
Now I'd like to read a few scriptures together.
以弗所第二章。
The book of Ephesians chapter 2 is in the New Testament.
第十节。
Chapter
2,
verse 10.
It's okay. 以弗所书二章第十节。
Chapter 2, verse 10.
我们翻到了，我们一起来读。
If you're ready, let us read it together.
我们原是他手中的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的。为叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的，这是很大的就圣经。
This is a great verse.
我们原是他手中的工作。
That we are the workmanship in his hand.
原文工作翻作杰作。
And actually the word workmanship in the original context means masterpiece.
那我们一起读好不好？我们原是他手中的杰作。
We are God's masterpiece.
我们是不是杰作啊
？Are we his masterpiece？
看看我们样像什么杰作啊
？Look at each other. Do we look like masterpiece in God's hand？
主的话说，我们原是他的杰作。
But God says, so we are his masterpiece.
在基督耶稣里做成的。
Created in Christ Jesus.
罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
29-30节。
Verses 29-30.十八章，
不，第八章，
第八章，
二十九到三十节。
Verses 29 and 30.
我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。就预先所定下的人，又招他们来；所招来的人。又称他们为义，所称为义的人，又叫他们得荣耀。好，我们再读希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
十二章从五节到第十节。
Verses 5-10. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5-10.
来，我们一起读。你们有忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话，说：“我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候，也不可灰心，因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打凡所受纳的儿子。你们所忍受的，原是管教你们。
们”Moreover, we have all had human
管教的呢管教原是众子所共受的你们若不受管教就是狮子不是儿子了再者我们曾有深深的父管教我们我们尚且敬重他何况万灵的父我们岂不更当顺服他的身吗深深的父管对己意管教我们，的处使我们知道圣洁上有份。读到十三节，凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦；后来却为那经历过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。你们下垂的手。发酸的腿挺起来也要为自己的脚把道路修直了是瘸子不止歪脚反得痊愈耶利米书十八章旧约
The book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah, chapter 18.
1-6.
Verses 1-6.
我的圣经是905面。我们圣经一岁不一样。耶利米十八章一到第六节。
Jeremiah chapter 18 verses 1-6。
耶和华的话临到耶利米说：“你起来，下到窑匠的家里去，我在那里，要是你听我的话，我就下到窑匠的家里去，正与他转轮做器皿。窑匠用泥做器皿，在他手中做坏了，他用这泥做别的器皿。窑匠看怎样好。”就怎样做，耶和华的话就领导我说，耶和华说，以色列家，我待你们岂不能照着窑匠用泥吗？好，到这里了。以赛亚书64章。
Book of Isaiah chapter 64.
耶利米的前面。
It's the book in front of Jeremiah.
64章第8节。
Isaiah chapter 64, verse 8.
来，我们一起来读。耶和华啊，
yes, oh Lord,
现在你仍是我们的父，我们是你，你是窑匠，我们都是你手中的工作。这个工作就是杰作。
Again, the word work here means masterpiece.
我们最后再读提多，提多书。
Lastly, Titus.
提多第二章。
Titus chapter 2 is in the New Testament.
13-14节。
Chapter 2 verses 13 and 14. 提多。It's a book before Philemon.
13-14节。我们记住，等候所盼望的夫，并等候至大的神，我们的救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。他为我们舍了自己，又赎我们脱离一切的罪恶，又洁净我们，特作自己的子民。热心为善，特作自己的子民。这句话呢，原文完全不是这个意思。原文说，要做自己喜特的子民。
Says purify for himself a unique people,
a particular people. 做自己喜特的子民。
To be his particular people.
好，我们上次讲过一起奉献，好像啊。
And I recall maybe I shared this topic before.
奉献的意义
the meaning of offering
在于承认主的主权
means first you need to confess that he has the lordship over us.
主是主
that the Lord is my Lord.
不奉献主还是主
and whether we offer ourselves or not, he is always the Lord.
我们眼睛被开启了
but until one day our eyes are open.
我们的心被他的爱所感动
and our hearts are moved by his love.
我们来到主面前承认主的主权
therefore we confess.You are the Lord.
你是我的主。
You are my Lord.
从今以后，主权不在我手上。
Therefore, I no longer own myself or lord over myself.
主权在主的手中。
The lordship is in the Lord's hand.
我不再定规自己的事。
I no longer make decision on my own.
我不再拣选自己的道路。
And I no longer make choices of my own.
主做我的主。
But the Lord will be my Lord.
主为我拣选。
He will choose for me.
这个叫做奉献。
That's the meaning of offering yourself.
承认主的主权。
Which is confess that he is the Lord Almighty.
今天我们要讲奉献的目的。
And this morning I want to share with you the purpose of offering.
为什么要奉献呢？
Why does a man need to offer?
不是我们有什么东西可以奉献给神呢？
It's not that we own anything, we have something worthy to offer.
我们这是个破烂。
We are nothing but rugged cloth.
我把我给你，你也不要；你把我，我也不要。
If you give you to me, I don't think I want it. If I give myself to you, I don't think you want me either.
我们什么好东西给神呢？
What good do I have to offer to God?
像我这样的一个人呢？
A man like me.
地上哪一个中国话都不标准的。
And I don't even can speak excellent Mandarin.
我上海人，上海话忘记了。
And I came from Shanghai, but I forgot most of the native language.
讲国语嘛，带着上海腔。
And when I speak Mandarin, I have this accent of Shanghainese.
讲英文嘛，连自己也听不懂。
When I speak English, I don't even understand myself.
天下每一个地方承认我的。
And no place in this world recognizes me belong to them.
好，那神的家收留我了。
Until the house of God.Is willing to take
我们说主看我们可爱。
And the Lord look at us, He find us lovable.
我为什么可爱的呀
？What do I have anything that He make him think that I'm lovable?
我上次在圣何塞讲的，我说我可爱吗
？I ask people, the congregation in San Jose Church, said, "Am I lovely or lovable to you?"
一个弟兄说很可爱。
And one brother down there said, "Yes, you are very lovable."
你这个是高抬我的，是不是
？I said, "I think you just overdid it."
我是一个罪人，蒙主恩啊。
I am nothing but a sinner saved by God's grace.
我们的本相真是不可爱啊。
And we don't have anything that's lovable.
你也不能爱我，我也不能爱你的。
If you know me, you won't love me. If I know you, I won't love you either.
只有主爱我们的。
So、only the Lord loves us.
那么弟兄姊妹相爱，那在主里面了。
So when brothers and sisters in God have love.One another because we love each other in the Lord.
我们的救主万王之王。
Our Lord is the King of Kings.
竟然也看我可爱。
He even considered me lovable.
真是主只有主看我可爱的。
Only the Lord will consider me lovable.
所以到了地步，主为我舍命啊。
And to a point that He loved me so much that He gave His life for me.
弟兄姊妹，这个恩典太大了。
That is a great grace, brothers and sisters.
以弗所书第二章一个大的宣告。
So in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, there is a big.Acclamation.
我们乃是主手中的杰作。
It talks about that we are the masterpiece of God.
我们是什么杰作啊
？What kind of masterpiece are we?
今天不是。
We are not yet.
你看我也不是，我看你也不是。
You look at me, I look at you. I don't consider we each other are masterpieces.
这个话到了工作的末了。
But the Lord was prophesying at the end of His word.
当主再来的时候。
When He returns.
在教会被提的时候。
When His church is raptured.
等新耶路撒冷降临的时候
When the new heaven and earth, the new Jerusalem came down,
整个万有都看见教会是神的杰作
And the entire creation will recognize that God's church is indeed a masterpiece.
新耶路撒冷每一部分都是神的杰作
And every part of that new Jerusalem, the city of God, will be considered a part of masterpiece.
那时候全宇宙
Entire universe at that point in time
都要从教会看见这伟大生命
We'll see the great life of God through His church
都要从教会闻到基督的馨香
And they're all going to smell the fragrant aroma of God's church
主的光辉要从教会照出来
And the glorious light of Jesus Christ will beam out through the city
引导万民
And that light will guide all nations
到那个时候真要看教会是杰作
And that time we'll say yes, church is indeed a masterpiece.
今天呢
But how about today in time?
今天正是神工作的时候
Now is His construction time, His work time.
神要把我们这个罪人要做成杰作
He is transforming us little by little into the masterpiece.
这是多大的工作啊
That is a great project.
两千年到现在了。
It's been over 2,000 years now.
神在数不过来的神的儿女身上。
In countless Christians, God has been working.
做他伟大的工作。
To accomplish His big project.
今天神工作的时候。
Now when God is working.
在我们每一个人身上都有主的工作。
You can recognize on each one of us there is work of God.
我们都要多宝贵这个工作。
And we need to cherish that this is God's hand on me.
是今天我们的信息的目标目的哈。
And that is the purpose.Of my sharing today.
神的目的要叫我们磨成他儿子的荣耀形象。
God's work has a purpose that He will transform us into the likeness of His own Son.
今天神工作的时候。
Now is His work time.
工厂上不好看。
And you know, it's never look good when you go to the manufacturer.
到处都抱下来、砍下来的东西的。
It's quite a mess when you walk into a working factory.
真正做好的木头这么一点点。那啥都有，满地都是。
And a piece of artwork made of wood is beautiful, but you know, before that, it was a mess everywhere.
这是神工作的时候。
And this is God's working time.
今天神工厂上也不好看。
And if you walk into a factory of God, it's not a good sight, a pretty sight.
罗马八章仍旧要说明这个伟大的目标。
In Romans chapter 8, it continues to proclaim about this great purpose of God.
它更进一步说。
It goes further than that.
我们是神的杰作
that we are His masterpiece.
我们是我们所预定的人
and we are people that He has pristine.
定下一个目标
He has set up a purpose for us.
要效法他神儿子模样，那个就犯得太错了。
We will imitate the likeness of his son.
这个模子是个动词，
will be molded into the likeness.
就模子的动词要磨成他儿子的模样。
Means we're in the process of being molded into the likeness of his son.
圣经神的话。
Bible is the word of God.
在创世纪第二章里面。
In the book of Genesis, first and second chapter.
中文看不出来。
And it's hard to tell in Chinese version.
用了四个不同的造字。
And God, when God created, He used four different words.
创造。
First is the create.
复造，重新造。
And then recreate.
第三叫模造。
And then make.
第四叫制造。
And then,
制造 make.
Make.
这四个不同的造字。
And there are four different words describe the action of create.
今天我们讲模造。
So we talk about mold, the word mold, which is also making.
什么叫做模造呢？
What does it mean by molding?
我们中国人最懂了。
And we Chinese know this very well.
为什么呢？
Why?
中国人过年过节的时候啊。
In Chinese New Year.
都吃一些糕，吃一些饼啊。
We like to make cakes.
我已经好多年没有吃了。
I haven't tasted those Chinese cakes for years.
这个糕和饼啊，都放在这个模型里面。
Before we make it, we have to put all the dough in a mold.
这模型，模型是要鱼。
If we want to make the cake into a shape of a fish,
一个兔子
or the shape of a rabbit,
还什么东西我都想不出来。
What else?
一朵花
or a flower.
把面粉放在里面。
You put the dough into that mold.
压紧了。
And then you press hard.
压一压，敲一敲。
And then make it flat.
我讲外行不要紧，我从来没做过。
I'm not a great cook, so if I don't say it correctly, please forgive me.
把它火里去烧。
And then you put it into the oven.
然后拿出来。
And then you bring it out.
打开。
You open up the mold.
倒出来。
And turn the thing upside down, and you see the cake is exactly the shape that you want to be.
这个模型一模一样。
And the cake will be in the shape of the mold.
一条鱼。
And maybe a fish.
一个兔子。
Or a rabbit.
一朵花。
Or a flower.
跟模型一样不一样。
And will be identical to the shape of the mold.
这个叫做模造，懂吗？
And this is what I mean by to mold us.
先明白这个意思了吧？
Do you understand what it means?
神的儿子道成肉身。
So the Son of God became a flesh.
耶稣基督是伟大的模型。
Jesus Christ himself was a great model.
神要做这样的一个人。
And God wants to make us into like him.
圣灵的工作。
And that takes the work of the Holy Spirit.
要制作出多少的耶稣基督来。
And the Holy Spirit is molding us into Jesus Christ.
像主一样。
To be just like him.
这是神最伟大的工作。
And that is the greatest project of God.
我们这个人怎么能像主呢？
How can you and I be molded into Jesus?
人不能。
We cannot do it.
神能。
But God can.
这是神宣告的工作。
And this is what God has proclaimed that he will do.
预定的人。
And he has pristine.
就要磨成他儿子的模样。
He will mold them into the likeness of his son.
神说了我们所有工作的四步。
And then God talked about there are four phases of his work.
预定。
First he pristine us.
奉造。
And then he called us.
称义。
And then he justified us.
的荣耀。
Then he glorified us.
预定的人召他们来。
Those who he has pristine, he will call them.
召他们带来的人称他们为义。
Once he called them, he justified them.
称为义的人叫他们得荣耀。
Once he justified them, he glorified them.
但是有一个中心的工作。
But there is the center thought.
要磨成他儿子的荣耀模样。
There's the center work that he needs to mold us into the image and likeness of his son.
这是今天我们信息的一个目的啊。
And this is what I'm trying to share with you today.
我们神手中的杰作。
That we are the masterpiece of God's hand.
耶稣基督是模型。
And Jesus Christ is the mold.
我们在耶稣基督模型里面被模造的。
And we are put into that mold and to be formed into his shape.
这一个模型不同。
And this mold is different.
它是个活的模型。
He is a live mold.
它是个有生命的模型。
He's a mold that has life.
它是能够融化我们的模型。
And he's able to melt us,
改变我们的模型。
And change us.
它是能够制作工作的模型。
He's a mold that can work.
所有在耶稣基督里的人。
So those who are in Christ Jesus.
要制作我们成他儿子的荣耀形象。
He is molding us into the image of his son.
我们一信主啊。
You know, ever since we believe in Jesus Christ,
有那么一点像主了。
We start to be like him a little bit.
这个信主的不信主的人不一样的嘛，对不对？
But you can tell a Christian from a non-Christian.
中国人很麻烦的。
You know, Chinese are troublesome.
啊，这个东北人、华北人、华中人、华西、华南都不一样的。
And you know, people from different parts of China, they act differently or talk differently.
讲的话不一样。
They speak different accents.
性情里各脾气也不一样的。
And they have different personality or characters.
我到中国去。
When I went to China.
我不看这些事情。
I don't pay attention to the differences.
我自访问教会。
I only go visit Church of God.
教会神的儿女一样。
Because church is the same in China.
一个生命。
Because we all have the same life. The same choice.
一个表现。
Same manifestation.
一个生活。
Same way of living.
一个伟大的生命住在我们所有人里面。
Because we all have that one great life that lives inside of us.
这是神儿女的伟大。
And that is the greatness of children.
最大的神迹是什么？
What is the greatest miracle?
不是赶鬼医病。
Not to cast out demons or heal people's sickness.
我赶过鬼，我医过好多次的病。
And I have healed people or cast out demons.
这个不是最大的神迹。
But that is not the greatest miracle.
最大的神迹。
The greatest miracle.
是我的生命改变了。
Is that our life has been changed?
什么力量改变一个生命啊？
What kind of ability or power that is?
除了主之外，没有人能。
Other than the Lord, no one can change our life.
2000年到今天了。
It's been over 2,000 years.
我们的儿女都改变了。
We have all changed.
那改变怎么开始一点点？
And initially, the change was very little.
所以啊，你要回家问问他太太，问他丈夫，到真改变了没有？
No, you can check with your spouse whether you have changed.
你是一个传道人呢。
One time, this pastor.
他太太对我们说啊。
His wife told us.
我们的弟兄啊。
He said, you know.My husband, your brother,
到教会像天使啊。
He's an angel in God's house.
回家像魔鬼啊。
He's like a devil at home.
这话讲过分
了。I think that's overstated.
Anyway, 他在家里和在外面表现不一样，那是一定的。
But you know, it's very common that you behave differently at home when you, and versus outside.
改变的不完全了。
That means God's changing work is yet to be completed.
回家的最容易表现自己了，就
说。Because you show your true self at home, easily.
所以让太太口中说起来那个丈夫好吗？那正好。
So if your wife compliments you, that means you are really good.
今天宝贵主在我们身上的工作。
But we need to cherish the work of the Lord on us.
一生末了什么都带不走。
At the end of our life, there's nothing we can bring with ourselves.
只有主在我们身上的工作是永远的。
But only the eternal work of God on us, that's eternal.
这道主是永远的。
The part that we receive from the Lord is eternal.
我们大家都今天早上听好这个信息，好不好？宝贵主在我们身上的工作。
We need to cherish the work of God on us.
希伯来十二章
Hebrews 12
就这工作怎么实行的
How does he work on us?
中文用的字叫管教
And there's a word called discipline
不太好
It's not a very good word in Chinese
英文反而更不好反而 chastening 那是打了
Or chastening means beat you up
我从前碰到一个年长弟兄啊
And I used to know this older Christian
最喜欢讲管教
He likes to talk about discipline
有一个非常属灵的姊妹呢
And there was a very spiritual sister.
这些日子嘛，把我们的主讲那个青面獠牙、手拿铁鞭。
She said the God that you describe, when you emphasize on discipline, sounds like he's a very fearful God, very very nasty, very ugly.
手拿铁鞭到处晃了晃了，找人打了。
There's an iron whip in his hand.
我说认识主真是不这样。
But she said, this is not the kind of Lord that I know.
那是真的
，which is true，
但是主管教
，but God does
管教确实两样子都不代表原来的意思
，and He do train us，
原来的意思叫管制的教育
，and it's a disciplined education，
这是个教育
，the purpose is to educate，
一个好的父亲
，and a good father，
对待儿女都有教育
，will always educate their
children， 伟大的父亲
，not to mention our great father，
神是我们的父亲
，God is our father，
神对他的儿女有个教育。
And he educates his children.
我们每一个人的心情都不一样。
You and I have different personality or character.
每个人身上的教育也不一样。
Therefore, God educates us differently.
神对我每一个人身上都有管制的教育。
And God has this disciplinary education on us.
管教鞭打嘛，这是消极的。
And you know, to say he chastises us, that's a very passive way of description.
没有目的的，没有意义的。
And it's like pointless or without a purpose.
教育不同。
But education is different.
教育是积极的。
To educate has a
教育有目的的。
Purpose.
有目的的。
Has a purpose to it.
教育要达到一件事情的。
And education has a goal.
中间我在台湾的时候。
When I was in Taiwan.
台湾有一个地方叫板桥，你们台湾。
There's a city called 板桥。
知道板桥吧？板桥很有名，叫板桥林家。 很有名。
And there's this, very famous family whose last name is Ling.
那个时候呢，我和白孝林家的主人很熟。
And I know the master of the house very well.
他有两个儿子，一个女儿。
And this Mr. Ling had two sons and one daughter.
他女儿就嫁给一个童工。
And the daughter married to one of our co-workers in the church.
他的童工就是跟着我同一起工作的。
And that's my co-worker.
所以我跟白孝林家很熟。
So I know this family Ling very well.
这个父亲真是个好父亲。
And indeed, he's a good father.
他两个儿子一个女儿啊。
He got his two sons and one daughter.
性情脾气都不一样的。
And they all have different temper and
character. 他从小给他们一个目标。
Ever since they were little, father set a goal for them.
他将来他们三个人个人大概做不同的行产业的。
And he already predestined what kind of job they will.
从小教育他们。
So that they, therefore, he educate them accordingly.
都向着这个目的走的。
Toward that goal he set up for them.
那个女儿一直在我身边侍奉的。
And the daughter was a full-time minister later on.
她父亲让她学英文。
And the father wants her to major in English.
送她去英国。
Send her to British.
她一个儿子。
And the, one of his two sons.
什么都不懂。
He doesn't know much.
好像靠近白痴。
It's actually his IQ is very challenged.
但是他里面有个特别的一个技能啊。
But he has this unique point.
对音乐这种反应很好。
That he is very sensitive to music.
他父亲从小培养他学音乐。
So he wants the father wanted him to learn music.
成了台湾头一号的钢琴家。
Then he became a number one pianist in Taiwan.
但是这个人我也很认得。
I know this man very well.
他比你事啊，他还像白痴啊。
But he really is very ignorant about everything else.
什么都不懂啊。
He doesn't know anything else other than music.
Wait,
but when he sat in front of a piano,
他的大本事了
and he was great.
这个父亲是好父亲，对不对？
And indeed, that's a very wise father.
三个儿女通通有不同的方向。
He has set a different direction for all his children.
将来做不同的事。
They do different things for
their growth. 父亲早就跟他们定位好了。
He already planned out for them.
父亲给每一个人不同的教育。
Therefore, he educated them differently.
今天神给我们这些儿女啊。
And for each one of us here,
都有他的伟大教育。
God has a great education plan.
这个教育在我们身上的实行。
And the execution of this plan.
那就是要工作做成将来神的杰作。
And is that to make us into His masterpiece at the end?
今天在工厂正做工的时候。
Right now we are being worked on.
都很不好看。
We are working process, so we're kind of ugly.
好了，中文翻译成管教也有管教的意思了，是吧？好，管教。
So God educate us.
出于神的大爱。
And this education is out of God's love. So this is the first thing we need to understand.
管教的事情并不好，觉得很舒服。
When we are disciplined, we don't find it pleasant at the time.
都出于神的大爱。
But that's out of God's love.
父亲啊，会这样认识他的儿女。
And the father knows his children very well.
给他不同的儿女不同的教育。
And so he gives his children different kinds of education.
不要将来使他们成器。
So that one day they can become accomplished.
成为非常有用的人。
To be someone useful.
天上的神对我们更是这样。
And the heavenly father is even more so.
我们在新耶路撒冷每个人的地方都不一样。
You know, we're going to occupy different corners in the new Jerusalem.
每个人功用都不一样。
Because we have different functions.
今天我们一生当中是个学校。
And all our lifetime concern ourselves in a school.
神为我们都定规好了。
And God has planned it out for us.
所以我们神的儿女没有环境这句话。
So for children of God, we will not complain about, oh, I'm in a different circumstances.
也更没有命运这句话。
And we don't talk about, oh, my fate.
好，军队被派到东北去。
For example, in a soldier, an army of soldiers that sent to a certain part of the country.
一个生意人到东北去做生意去。
And the businessman going to the northeastern part of China.
他可以说环境叫他去的。
He can say, well, my environment caused me to go to this part of the
time.
Or my fate drove me to that place.
像这个军队去打仗。
But when army is set out to go to a certain part to fight,
他不能说环境。
They cannot say, oh, this is all because of my circumstance.
他不能说命运。
Oh, this is just my fate. I'm going there.
我们奉命去的。
But they go with a mission.
我们去东北有目的的。
They were sent with a purpose.
要达成一件事的。
To accomplish something.
我们去征战的。
We're going to fight.
我们神的儿女。
And we, children of God.
比军队更不说环境。
And we are even more so than the soldiers.
更不说命运。
We don't talk about circumstance or fate.
神把我们一生都已经安排好了。
Because God has planned it out for us all the days of our lives.
然后从我们从其中经过。
And then as we go through this process,
我们有很早 要认识电视的。
Then we realize,
我们没有环境。
So brothers and sisters, understand this. Don't complain about your circumstance.
没有命运。
And don't talk about, oh, this is my fate.
一切都是主管管预备好的。
Because everything is in God's plan, under His control.
有这个姊妹说，你不晓得我这个弟兄是天下最坏的丈夫。
And sometimes I heard a wife complaining about her husband, says, oh, he is the worst husband.
你只经过一个丈夫，你怎么说他是最坏的呢？
Well, you only have one husband so far. How do you know he's the worst?
她感觉她最坏的。
She felt that he was not good enough.
我问她丈夫去，她丈夫可能说是我最坏的太太了。
If you ask her husband, he might also have the same complaint about his wife.
那你们两个人怎么结婚的呀？
So why did you get married in the first place?
那很多不幸的事情碰巧碰上了。
And then a lot of things you just say, oh, that's purely accidental.
碰巧碰上的。
Just coincidental.
神早就定规好的。
No, God has planned it that way.
她是你最适合的太太。
This is the perfect spouse for you.
他是你最适合的丈夫。
This is your perfect mate for you.
清楚吧？
Understand that?
我们不看环境。
So don't fix your eyes on your environment.
没有命运。
Don't fix your eyes thinking this is my fate.
我们大事小事。
All matters whether they're big or small.
都是神预备好的。
They are prepared by our God.
我们天天早晨起来。
Every morning when we get up.
就像小学生一样。
Just like a little school kid.
背着书包去上课。
We pick up a backpack, we go to school.
每天都有我说要该学的课。
Every day it's a school for us.
好的学生每天回来都要做完我的一个要做的功课。
Good students come home and review their courses.
我们在地上的日子。
And the days we spend on earth,
天天好像背着书包在上学。
It's like we're going to school every day.
这一天与我所学的。
And there's something for me to learn today.
这一天我所遇见的人事物。
The people, the things I encounter today,
都是我学功课的对象。
Is my lesson.
都是为了要做工在我身上。
It's God's work on me.
都叫我要得着益处。
It's for my good.
那么背着上课。上个最要紧的什么事啊？
So when you go to school, what's the most important thing?
顺服。
Is to obey.
清楚吗？
To obey.
知道顺服吗？
Understand that.
天天背着书包上课。
We are like students carrying our backpack every day going to school.
知道了。
Once you know that.
你人生大有意义了。
Once you realize that, you live a different life.
很多人过
反了。A meaningful one. A lot of times our problem is that we do the opposite.
一天过，一天一天过它。
And every day passes by.
我碰到一个弟兄比我还大两岁。
I know this older Christian brother.
哎呀，常常对他叫他太太受不了。
And he always gave trouble to his wife.
我去了那天晚上在家里吃饭。
And that day I went to his house for meal.
他太太先告诉我了。
His wife said.
我们的弟兄啊，一天到晚主把我接着去，求主把我接着去。
His wife said, you know, my husband always said, Lord, take me home, take me home.
我坐下吃饭了。
So while we're sitting down eating.
我的弟兄。
So I told the brother,
不要接你走了。
I said, brother, the Lord, if the Lord is taking you home,
一秒钟也赖不了。
You can't even stay for one more second.
就没有接你走。
If the Lord keeps you here,
你又不能自杀的。
You cannot kill yourself.
天天啰嗦干什么呀？
So stop nagging about.
求主把我接着，求主把我接着。
Stop talking about like taking home, Lord.
天天啰嗦你太太干什么呀？
Stop nagging about it.
每一天都很有价值的。
Instead, realize that every day has value.
每一天有你该学的功课。
There's a lesson for you to learn every day.
每一天都要从功课里面得到益处。
Every day receive benefit from your schoolwork here.
我们活在地上嘛，日子不多。
You know, the days of our life is very limited.
一下都过来了。
And it passed by so fast.
最怕我们日子都浪费了。
And the biggest concern is that we have wasted them all.
这么多功课过去了。
There are so many school lessons passes right by.
我们学了没有？
Have we learned anything?
这是我们最大的问题了。
And our biggest concern should be, have I learned anything?
所有的管教。
So all the disciplines.
众子所共受的。
It's shared by all sons.
每一个神的儿女都有管教的。
Which means every child of God has some lesson to learn.
在我身上有独特的管教。
And on me, there's a unique lesson.
个性不一样。
Because I'm different from you guys.
我往前走路。
When I walk forward,
我闭着眼睛走。
I close my eyes.
我先碰着墙壁了。
And I will bump into a wall.
碰着墙壁开始碰到什么东西啊？是我的鼻子。
The first thing will run into the wall would be my nose.
我这样子鼻子最突出的，对
不对？ Because my nose is the most pointed part of my body.
哦，一下碰痛了，我的鼻子碰了。
And it hurts, right?
那么每个人身上的鼻子都不一样清楚吧
But each one of us has a different pointed part in our character.
每个人上突出的个性都不一样
We all have our unique personality that's pointy.
所以每个人身上管教都不一样
So we will receive different kind of education and discipline.
每一个人的环境都不一样
And everyone's situation is different.
希伯来书二章说这句话不可轻看
But Hebrews chapter 2 says, do not look lightly upon God's discipline. Oh, my sons, do not look lightly God's discipline. And do not lose heart when He chastises you. And use the word in the book of Proverbs. My son, do not look lightly God's discipline. Because God will surely discipline His children. And you will whip those who you have accepted as sons. You and I all have that lesson. Everyone has different lessons.
常常有人羡慕别人。
Sometimes we envy the lesson other people have.
主你怎么不管教他呢
Sometimes we say, Lord, why don't you discipline that guy?
他身上也有管教的。
Trust me, he has his lesson.
他身上的管教和你不一样。
But just different from yours.
所以每个人常常羡慕别人呢。
So don't envy other people's lesson.
主安排给你是最好的。
God only gives you what you deserve, what's best for you.
轻看主的管教
So do not look lightly God's discipline. And do not lose heart when He disciplines. Do we lose heart sometimes?
老在一个地方挨打
Because you feel that how come He always gave me trouble in this area?
老遇见那么同样的环境
How come I always have the same issue?
因为第一环境你没学好啊
It's all because you did not learn well the first time.
再来
So do it again.
再来
And do it again.
就像你告诉你有伟大的父亲在天上。
And until you understand this heavenly father is trying to teach you something.
控制你一切的日子。
And he controls all the days of your life.
控制你一切的环境。
He controls all your experience.
不可轻看也不可灰心。
So don't look lightly and do not lose heart.
你们忍受的。
Because what you go through, what you endure.
管教是父管教你们。
Is from the father.
父神管教我们
It's from our Father God.
生生的父上去管教你们
And your earthly father still disciplines you.
生生的管教有的时候没道理
But sometimes our earthly father is not the greatest discipline person.
你们遇见的人没我多
And I have encountered a lot of those.
我到丰原去传福音建立教会
I went to the city in Taiwan called 丰原 and I established the church there.
这个警察局局长得救了
And one of the police department chief was saved.
他是非常反对主的人
And he was very aggressive.
脾气坏得不得了
Had a very ill temper.
脾气坏到什么地步啊
His temper was so ill.
他回家
When he went home.
叫四个儿子都过来
He would call all his four sons to him.
一个人打一顿
And then will beat each one of them up. Because during the daytime at work, he had endured so much, so he went home, he vented on his children. And that was a horrible father. But until one day when he was saved through the work of the Holy Spirit, and here he's good testimony. You know, when he returned home from the church meeting, his life was changed, so heapologized to his wife
把四个儿子叫来
and called his four sons over
爸爸错了
and says father was wrong
爸爸拿你们出气啊
daddy was wrong daddy used to vent on
以后爸爸不会了
and I will no longer do that in the future
主耶稣在我里面了
because Jesus now lives in me
生命改坏了
my life has been changed
整个人的表现改坏了
and my manifestation
is different 后来他做了传道人
and later on gradually he became actually a minister
这是主的伟大工作
and that is what we call the great work of God
主管教我们
so God disciplines us
管教我们很多环境我们不喜欢
and a lot of times we don't like his discipline
那是父亲管教我们
but you know that's the father's discipline
每一个环境背后都是父亲的手
and it's the father's heart behind every situation
生生的父管教我们
Our earthly father would discipline us.
管教的合理不合理，我们还敬重他。
And whether he does it right or not, we still respect him.
何况万灵的父。
Not to mention the father of all spirits.
他管教我们。
When he disciplines.
都有他最美好的思想。
It has beautiful thought behind every.
最伟大的目的。
The greatest purpose.
为要我们得益处。
It's for our benefit.
这什么益处呢
？What kind of benefit or
benefit? 叫我们与他圣洁有份。
That benefit is for us to share in His holiness.
和他性情有份
to share in his likeness, to receive his life, to become his child. Isn't this great benefit to us?
所以诗人在讲的管教是属于工作最实习的事情的方面。
So the Hebrew chapter 12 talk about God's discipline.
保罗使徒说管教的是经过的时候没有觉得快乐的。
That's why Bible says, you know, when you go to discipline, it's not pleasant.
反而觉得愁苦。
But actually it caused a lot of sorrow in
us,
bitterness. And I like what it says.
经历过的人,
but it accomplished for those who experienced it.
好多神的儿女呢，这个经历过的人。
Many children of God experienced God's discipline.
经历过的人,
for those who experienced His discipline,
结出个平安的果子来,
the fruit of peace will be yielded.
就是义,
that is righteousness.
我们经历过的人,
those who have received lessons and discipline from God will cherish that. For a Christian brother who has abundant experience like that,
那最可惜有的人呢,
and the sad thing is sometimes people experience God's disciplines but never learn much.
学费白付了,
it's like you pay the tuition in vain.
日子白过了,
you wasted your days.
精力也白白地浪费了,
you wasted that opportunity to learn.
到了永远的时候, 太遗憾了,
so when you see God in eternity, you regret that you didn't learn.
我们正看见神的管教,
so we need to see this is God's teaching hand.
日子过来,
so when days pass,
一步回顾一步,
when we look back step by step,
看我们以往的日子有多少的环境和经历,
and you realize all those experiences, those days,
有的时候我们不顺服,
there are times I did not submit myself to Him,
浪费了,
those are days wasted,
要受苦也白受了,
I suffer in vain,
艰难也白受了,
and I suffer for no purpose,
有的时候我们顺服了,
but sometimes I look back, I look at the experience that I submit myself to Him.
我们改变了,
and I was changed for the better.
我们得了主更多了,
I received the Lord more.
我们的生命长大一点了,
I grew a little bit.
我自己不觉得,
I may not notice that myself in the process. But when people look at me, they say, yeah, He's become more like Jesus. Lord was seen in your life.
更多在你生活里面流露了,
and it was manifested through you.
所以我更多得到主了,
that means you have obtained the Lord more.
更多得着基督, 更多得着基督,
to receive Christ more, to obtain Him more.
有香港来的弟兄, 他很有学问, 也很有钱,
I know this Christian brother from Hong Kong. He's very rich and very knowledgeable.
就是为了骄傲,
and, but the problem is, therefore, he's very proud.
他中文英文都很好,
he speaks excellent English and Chinese.
只用这个,
he said, no, this to him says,
我弟兄怎么不通呢?
Know more about Jesus doesn't make sense.
怎么不通呢?
I said, why?
基督,基督们什么? 更多得着基督, 更多得着基督。
He said, Christ is Christ. How do you receive more of Christ?
啊, 我的弟兄, 这件事情讲不清, 啊,
I said, well, it's hard to reason with you or explain to you.
当你经历了,
but once you experience Him, then you realize,
你会说, 阿们, 更多得到基督了,
yes, one can pursue and receive more of Christ.
我, 你没有经历过, 我跟你讲不通,
but since you never really experienced Him,
我跟你再解释更多得到基督,
it's hard to teach you. And you will not understand unless you experience it.
我们都就更多得到基督了,
and for us, we want more and more of Christ.
在环境, 每一个环境里面学,
so we learn in every situation.
在耶利米书说,
and in the book Jeremiah, talk about the potter's house.
又说到事情的一面,
and that also is something that's about the practice.
神的工作,
and then it's God's work.
就好像窑匠之家一样,
the work of God is like in the potter's house. The Lord sent Jeremiah to a potter's house for, because He will give him a message there.
窑匠正在转人做器皿,
so when he went there, he saw a potter was working in front of the wheel.
知道窑匠之家吗?
Do you understand a potter's house, what it's like?
今天瓷器看见过没有?
Have you seen how a pot or a clay is made?
瓷器英文就是China,
porcelain. China, yeah.
China, 中国人瓷器了不起的。瓷器中国人最早有的。
And porcelain is made in China first.
所以今天中国做的瓷器嘛，赶不上欧洲了。But
however, the quality of China today, made in China, is not as good as those who are in other countries.
瓷器漂亮吗?
It's porcelain. China looks beautiful, right?
漂亮，对不对？ 那瓷器当初什么东西做的？
And do you know what is made from? A China?
土好。
Clay.
土好看吗？
Is clay beautiful?
不好看, 都值钱吗?
No. Are they worth, do they worth anything? No, they're worthless.
土最多了，全世界都是土啊。
There are clay everywhere in this world.
最多也是个泥土。
But we are also clay.
有一天我梦了大恩了，我这块土被主拣选了。
And until one day, God chose me.
主把我从千万人中选出来了。
God chose me from all people.
主要把我做成个器皿。
And God wants to make me into a vessel.
不简单。
And that's not easy.
这个泥土啊。
And this clay.
先要去洗。
First, you need to clean it.
洗了，把里面所有的杂的东西都挑出来。
Take out all the debris.
好了，这泥都可以了。
Now the clay is ready.
然后你都加上水，要把它做成一个可以做的哈。
And then stir it, combine some water with it.
然后把它捏成一个形状。
And then form into a shape that you desire.
更不舒服了。
And you know when you are formed in shape, it's not comfortable.
有地方要拉长一点。
Some place the potter wants to stretch.
有多余的要窄掉一点。
And some place he wants to remove.
有的要团圆一点。
And some place he needs to press.
舒服吧？
You know, if you are in clay, do you feel comfortable?
要把它做成了。
And in order to form into something.
然后做成个器皿。
Into a pot.
器皿做好了。
Into a vessel.
这个最有名的画家在上面画上画。
And the artist will paint over the vessel.
我们中文叫油彩，对不对？
And the beautiful color, the oil painting.
这个油彩画在上面。
Apply beautiful colors onto it.
好了，很美丽了。
Now the vessel looks pretty.
成功了没有？
Is it done?
成功了。
Is it done yet?
还没有成功。
No, no.
做好放在那里啊。
So a clay is being formed and pressed and be colored. Is it ready yet?
你不能碰的。
If you put a clay like a pot like that, you can't touch it.
一碰的形状就变了。
Because once you touch it, it will change the form.
油彩很美丽。
The color is beautiful on it.
你不能摸的，一摸油彩摸掉了。
You can't touch it because you touch it, you smear the color.
所以最后一工作了。
So the last step of this work
要把它放到火窑里去。
Is to put in the oven.
从火窑这边放进去。
And you put it into the oven.
从那边拿出来。
And then you remove once it's done.
它成个瓷器了。
And the china is ready.
对不对？
The vessel is ready.
到那个时候。
And at that time.
你把那个瓷器摔碎成了一千片、一万片。
You can throw that into the ground and it may break into pieces.
上面的油彩和那个器皿的本身掉不了。
But the color will remain with those pieces.
它成为一个了。
Because the color has become one with the vessel.
再抹不掉了。
You cannot take the color out anymore.
今天我们就为泥土被主拣选出来的。
The same way we are clay chosen by God.
主要把教会做成他的杰作。
And God wants to make his church into his masterpiece.
叫我们每一个人都像耶稣基督。
So that each one of us will be like Jesus.
这个器皿拿出来了。
And when this vessel is done.
把我们洗。
And when he picks us up, he cleanses us.
要在我们里面把杂质挑掉。
Take out all the debris, all the wrong things.
我们一所有对付的经历啊。
And that's how he worked on us.
对付肉体，对付血气，对付罪恶。
Let's talk about how he deal with our flesh, our shortcomings.
然后主要把我们拉长、弄短的，把它塑成一个形状了。
And he will shape us either by stretching or pressing, whatever.
拉一拉我们也叫，弹一弹我们也叫。
When God stretches, we complain. When God presses on us, we complain.
有一个弟兄大喊：“要死了，受不了。”主这样管我。
And once a Christian brother says, "Oh God, I can't take it anymore."
我弟兄死不了，死不了。
And I told him, "Don't worry, you won't die. Don't worry."
要死了，叫得那么响了。
If you are actually dying, you won't be so loud.
圣灵天然是被抢得很的，真的。我主不会叫你死的。
And God will not let you die.
主在工作，对不对
？And that is the work of God, right? And we don't like it.
但主有大爱。
But God has a great love for you.
主有个伟大的目的在前面。
He has a great purpose for you.
正面的经历了。
So that's the positive experience.
画上油彩。
And a lot of times God made us beautiful.
把耶稣基督的生命画在我们身上。
Which means to draw, to apply the life of Jesus on us.
圣灵降下来了。
The Holy Spirit come upon us.
在我们里面。
And that's inside of us.
渗透我们的魂。
And that goes through from within to our soul.
充满主的生命。
So we'll be filled with His life.
我们的魂改变了。
And therefore our soul life is changed.
意识改变了。
Our willpower is changed for Him.
眼光改变了。
Our viewpoint is changed.
思想改变了。
Our mindset is changed.
喜好改变了。
And our likeness is changed.
主在做工在我们里面生命里面每一个角落。
That means when God works in every part of our soul life.
慢慢的像主了。
And gradually we become more and more like Jesus.
工作很慢很慢的。
And that's the gradual and slow process.
但是有一个弟兄啊。
And there was this brother.
我跟他一起住的时候。
When I lived with him.
我们俩都是单身人。
At the time I was single,
我睡下铺床,
I was young. We lived in the same bunk bed. I was at the lower bunk, he was at the upper bunk.
脾气我受不了他。
And I couldn't stand him. Because he had a very ill temper.
我弟兄你就像烟囱了。
And I said, you're just like a chimney. And
the
smoke comes out of it three times a day.
他一发起脾气来，那真是。
When he was throwing his temper, that was really hard to bear.
过了十多年，我没见他。
And you know, after a decade or so, when I see him again,
我再见到他,
when I see him again,
他脾气掉了,
his temper was much more improved.
这是大神迹,
and to me, that is a great miracle. I know him so well.
我说你这个大肉体, 你肉体什么时候掉?
I said, when did you lose your ill temper, that big flash you had?
我什么时候掉的, 我也不知道,
he said, I had no idea when he left me.
主在工作,
but that is the work of the Lord. And when he was very ill-tempered, he was on my upper bunk, and I didn't like him. Because he wake up at 3 a.m. every day. He slept early every night. Why? Because he take a long nap in the afternoon. And I don't take nap. And I just couldn't stand him. He was so loud. And he woke up at 3, but he doesn't come down. And go somewhere else, but he was praying in his upper bunk. And our bunk bed was made of bamboo. And he would pray on the upper bunk, and the whole bed would shake. How about that to be waking up every day at 3 a.m.? And he would like confess his sins at the upper bunk.
So,
Lord, I'm such a big flash. And I was amen down there.
主啊，你不能用我啊！
Oh Lord, you can't use me, someone with such a bad temper.
我的主能用那是怪了，就是。
When he prayed like that, I said, yeah, it would be a miracle that God can use someone like you.
过了十几年，他整个人变了。
When your tens of years passed, God changed him.
怎么变的呀？
How did it happen?
一直发脾气。
It's every time when he lost his temper.
一直圣灵在里面光照他。
Every time he lost his temper, the God would reveal to him what he did.
圣灵在里面运行。
The Holy Spirit worked within him and changed him. He will confess.
我是个肉体。
He will regret.
我是个罪人。
He said, I am a sinner. I'm a big flesh.
主不能用我。
Lord, you cannot use someone like me.
慢慢改变了。
Gradually, he was changed.
每次改变。
Slowly. And every time the change occurred, he was more like Jesus. He was more like Jesus. And more life of Jesus appeared through him. Isn't that precious? You have your lesson, I have my lesson.
今天回家我们每个人大家都好处好。
So, why don't we make a decision today that I will submit to the environment that God put me in?
服在神大能的手下,
submit ourselves to His great hand,
让神主工在我身上,
and let God work on me.
今生我们最大的事和神合作,
and the greatest thing we need to do through all the days of our life is to work with God.
顺服,
obey.
让主做永远的工作在我身上。
To let him work something that's of eternal value.
主要叫每一个神的儿女都像耶稣基督的荣耀形象。
Because God wants us, each one of us, to become like his son.
到有一天整个教会出现的时候,
until one day when the whole church appears in glory.
以赛亚书64章说你仍旧是我们的父。
Isaiah chapter 6:4 says, you are still our God, our father.
我们是你，你是窑匠。
We are clay and you are the potter.
我们是你手中的杰作。
We are the masterpiece of your hand.
在教会的荣耀里出现的时候。
And so when the church appears in glory that day,
万有都要说神的杰作。
All creation will confess that that is God's masterpiece.
今天神工作的时候。
And now is the time that God's working on us.
我们多
Consider that great honor that God works on me.
最后我讲几分钟是我们的权利。
And lastly, just a few minutes more, our privilege.
提多书,
in the book of Titus,
我们有一个权利,
that realize that we have a title, we have a privilege.
权利很多,
we have many privileges.
我今天晚上讲个最大的权利,
but the greatest privilege,
我们有个权利等候主回来,
is to wait for his return.
我们人的盼望是什么?
What is your hope?
人的终局是什么?
And what is our ending?
最终人遇见什么?
At the end, what do we encounter?
这个大家不会回答。
Do you know the answer? What
人生,
is the ending?
人生最后什么?
What is the end of our lives?
你们不喜欢讲这个字。什么? 死。
Death is the end of the life.
要死是人的最后的结局。
Life is the ending for all men.
一生都无价值。
Death is the ending for all men.
总统也好，君王也好。
Whether you are the president or the
king. 我是个微小的人民也好。
Or insignificant person like me.
到几十年人生到了最后。
After tens of years.
只要是死。
At the end.
君王、总统和小的人民都一样。
Doesn't matter who you are, the ending is the same for all people.
都没有了，对不对？
Death. All is over.
人的一生到末了就看见死。
At the end of our life journey, we see nothing but death.
我们神的儿女不一样。
But for the children of God, it's a different ending.
我们不是等死。
We're not here to wait for death.
我们有主应许。
We have the promise of the Lord.
等候主的再来。
We are waiting for His return.
这是我们的盼望。
That is our hope.
我们有生命。
We have a life.
我们有救主。
We have Savior.
我们有救恩。
We have salvation.
我们有荣耀的盼望。
We have the hope for glory.
没有主，没有盼望。
Without the Lord, there really is no hope for us.
我们盼望是什么？
What is our hope?
我们盼望最大的福。
We hope for the greatest blessing.
福分太大了。
And that is the greatest blessing.
是最大的福。
And that is the greatest blessing.
别等候至大的神。
Is to wait for the great God.
和我们的救主耶稣基督。
And our Savior, Jesus Christ.
这里称神为至大的神。
He's the great God.
为什么说至大的神？
Why?
野蛮人也文明人都相信有神。
You know, barbarians or civilized tribes, they all believe there is a God.
神把神的观念就早就放在人心里面了。
Because God has instilled in all creation the concept of God.
但是人相信有神，人从来没见过神。
A lot of people believe there is a God, but they never saw God.
世界上各种宗教的都是他们的神。
And all the religions believe there is a God.
他们的神，他们没法认识的。
But they don't know their God.
更没法经历的。
They can't experience their God.
有点神道成肉身了。
Until one day God became a man.
耶稣基督来了。
That's Jesus Christ.
他是真神。
He is on one hand God.
只有他是为认识可以认识的神。
But he is a God that people can recognize and understand.
我们知道耶稣基督认识神。
And through Jesus Christ, we can know God.
旧约的人也知道神是爱。
In the Old Testament, people back that time, they understand there's God.
神的爱什么？不知道。
And they know God is love.
也知道神是能力。
And know God is power.
神能力是什么？不知道。
And what is God's power?
耶稣基督来了。
Until Jesus comes.
我们才看见哦，神的爱原来是这样的。
No, seeing Jesus, we realize, oh, that is what God loves.
神的能力是这么奇妙的。
And that is the wonder of God's power.
神的工作是这么伟大的。
And that is the greatness of His
work. 道成肉身。
That He became a flesh.
神在一个人身上彰显了。
God is seen through a man.
这就至大的神。
And that great God.
我们等候那位至大的神。
And that is the great God whom we wait for.
至大的神成了我们的救主。
And that great God has become our Savior.
这是保罗特别喜欢用的字，救主。
And this is what the word that Paul likes to use, Savior.
他是世人的救主。
He is the Savior of the world.
更是信徒的救主。
And even more so, the Savior of Christ.
在每一件事上都在救我们。
Because He saves us in everything.
我们等候至大的神。
So we are waiting for that great God.
我们的救主耶稣基督。
And our Savior Jesus Christ.
在荣耀里显现。
Who will appear to us in.
他舍了自己。
He has given His life to be our ransom.
为我们成了救赎。
And He completed the salvation.
就洁净我们。
And He cleansed us, purified us.
就是他自己奇特的子民。
To be His own particular people.
太好的话了。
What a wonderful statement that is. We are His particular people.
我们和全世界的活得不一样，这次。
So we are different from the people in this world.
真是奇特的子民啊。
Indeed, we are particular people.
我信主了，我的长辈、亲戚、朋友看不惯我。
When I was young, when I first believed in Jesus Christ, my relatives had problem with that.
我的行为比从前好了。
Even though I behaved better than before,
我什么都比从前好了。
And I improved in every aspect of my life.
为什么看不惯我呢？
They still didn't like that.
不是看不惯我。
Not because they don't like me.
他们没有主啊。
But because they did not have the Lord in their heart.
力量是反对主啊。
So they opposed to that change.
所以看不惯我了，对不对？
So they didn't like me as a result.
看不惯我吗？
It's okay.
我救了好多人信主了，是不是？
Even though I was able to share the good news and save a lot of people.
我活出主了。
As long as we live out the image of Jesus Christ, we are now waiting for the great
time
and our Jesus Christ. Because he will bring great blessing to us. That is our hope. Therefore, we offer ourselves to him for this great purpose. Because we offer ourselves to allow him to mold into his masterpiece. Now is the time that he's working. He works inside of us. He works outside of us. With one purpose, is to let the eternal life of God live out
through
us. And he molded us into the image of his Son.
这是个, 都归耶稣, 都归耶稣。
So let's sing this song 3:11.
我上礼拜天在圣何塞讲到,
last week when I was at San Jose Church,
有一个姊妹说, 她好多年前在台北,
there's a sister who says many years ago when she was in Taipei,
在这个特别聚会里面,
in a special conference,
这唱的是个, 都归耶稣,
they sang that song All for Jesus.
她那天,
she felt the power of the song when they sang.
弟兄啊,
she said, even after many years till today, I still feel the power in that song.
话讲得很简单,
the lyrics are very simple.
这是圣灵的呼声,
but that is the voice of the Holy Spirit. And that is a request from within.
都归耶稣,
that give all to
都归耶稣,
Jesus. Because it is not rightfully so.
生命, 身体, 力量, 身, 财产, 都归耶稣,
everything I have, everything I own belongs
我的心智,
to Jesus.
我的情感, 都归耶稣,
all my willpower, my
things,
everything. All for Jesus, my Savior. We want to sing the song one more time as we sing. If you want to offer yourself to the Lord, please stand up and sing. And you can come forward, we can pray for you.
Let's sing the
to do the work that has eternal value.
更多感动我们， oh, 提醒我们，我们是奉献给你的人，因着我们的奉献，我们的生命在改变，我们得着更丰盛的生命。纪念你仆人早先向着教会的交通，纪念你仆人向我们所发出的话语。哦，赞美我们的主，教会顺服在你的面前。哦，我们是你奇特的子民，我们全然顺服。你要我们都归给你，我们就都归给你。你要我们奉献，我们就都奉献在你的面前。主耶稣纪念这一个时刻。奉耶稣基督的名祷告。